Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, we are back. We are back live. This is the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, the Hot Rod. God damn, I'm so good. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only. If you smell gas, if you hear farts on the program tonight, that means Sean Black had like four cans of Goya black beans again. So be prepared to hear those noise later. Right, Sean Black?
Speak for yourself. Although I am back in the building again. I don't know why I'm on this with this fool, but hey, it is what it is.
Hey,
happy July, folks.
Like I said, of course, Sean, like I said every time, Sean and I have been texting, calling each other, you know, telling them about stories that have been happening. Like, we've been scratching our heads, like, is this really happening? It's like, tomorrow, tune into the next Twilight Zone. But, yeah, you know the phone, guys. 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, are you ready for another edition of the Twilight Zone?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Did you have to think about that for a second?
I actually had to think about that for a quick second.
I know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but fortunately, we have to, week after week after week. Last couple of years, we keep reminding you how Flint, Michigan doesn't have good water, good running water yet. And now it seems like week after week, we have to talk about this coronavirus. You know how places like Florida, yes, they have a record of 15,000 cases in Florida. And Texas is where the cases have gone up. And I'm like, there's no surprise here. And what bugged me, and I keep calling Sean almost every day about this, how I don't know why is my pet peeve when I'm not seeing people not wearing masks, but I should be used to it by now. But, for example, I walk on the street, I heard a guy not too far behind me coughing. Of course, you know, if you cough when you sneeze, you go get the look. I turn and look, I see the guy coughing, but he's wearing a chin mask. Not the mask on his face, covering his mouth and his nose, but it's on his chin, and he's coughing. And, like, this is why you're supposed to wear a mask, you son of a, you know, nice, colorful language, as a true New Yorker that I am. It's just, like, mind-boggling, you know. There's a reason why you're supposed to return to wear a mask. And like I told Sean Black last week, I do not understand how many times that Anthony Fauci, the doctor for the city of America, have to repeat himself for month after month, over and over, basically wash your hands, wear a mask, social distance, take precautions. If you do those guidelines, there's a slight chance. It's not guaranteed, of course. But there's like less chance that the virus is spreading. So it's like mind-boggling overall. And before I pass it to you, Sean Black, we talked about this last week, how there was a party, how these kids were having parties, COVID parties, which make no goddamn sense. And in Texas, there was a guy in his hospital bed telling the nurses, you know what, it was a mistake that I went to this, either he hosted or he went to the COVID party, and moments later, he passed away. At the age of 37. Now, Sean Black, I'm not saying that he deserved this. Not at all. But does this make any freaking sense of what they're doing today?
No. And the reasoning behind all of this, and I'm going to sound like a broken record also, is the fact that when the rest of the nation is looking for the narrative to come from up high, which would be the president and the president's administration, the president's job, especially from the federal section of it, is supposed to trickle down a response and a system that is supposed to protect all of the citizens and people that are living here in the United States, so that they if there is a global pandemic, or if there's an act of God, some sort of natural disaster, or if there's some sort of earthquake, something along those lines, that the American people are taken care of, and then you mitigate how much damage, death, et cetera, happens while taking care of the people that are there. What we have has been so much contradiction, consternation, and a whole lot of pointing fingers in different directions because the administration isn't on the same page. And that trickles down to the people that are looking at the leadership. And, well, there are usually a lot of people look to leadership even in times of crisis, whether either party, whether you like a certain party or not, you would rather have the leadership do something, and then you could follow through with it and say, okay, well, the president said this, or my governor said that, so we can do these steps to make sure everything is working. When you hear and see these millennials and 25-year-olds and teenagers and 30-year-olds, they don't believe that this virus is a big deal. But may I remind everybody, over 135,000 Americans are dead, which is literally one in every 100 people in this country. Think about that. One in every 100 Americans in the United States, and there are 325 million Americans here. That should tell you something. So when you start to see the narrative of the president saying that, you know, we don't need to have masks the way they should, moving the response to the governors when it's supposed to be a federal issue to bring a federal, we don't have full federal testing as far as a plan nationwide. We don't have that. The president is talking about the virus will go away. It'll be a miracle. Ingest bleach, sunlight. It'll go away with the spring. It'll go away with the summer. All of that. And then you hear the young people that follow this. Why would you not expect them to do something that frivolous and silly? Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. And on our phone, ADT, with everything that's going on, the battle between governors, mayors, the president, Dr. Fauci, is it any surprise to you that we have no type of leadership during this crazy times of the pandemic?
Hey, y'all. I don't even think it's about a leadership question at this point. It's really about what the heck is really going on, because it feels like we should have just stayed where we were with everything being closed. It's starting to seem like they put the move on it too fast. They put the move on it because it's time to make money back with the economy. Let's open things up. It's warm. It's still not safe. And had they not said,
I'm sorry.
I know you said as far as with coughing, Hot Rod, but people need to pull down their masks. Yes, you do need to cough the normal way you would cough in your arm or whatever the case may be. So you do need to cough. You do need to breathe. You do need to pull down your mask. You can't wear a mask for 24 hours. Had they not told us to wear masks, everybody would have just stayed 6 feet away from each other. So it's like no leadership on what's the right or the wrong. And we can't keep saying the younger generation, because I see older people saying, oh, this doesn't exist and so forth, and they don't feel like taking precautions. So it's a case-by-case, person-to-person. You have people who are taking all the precautions, and they'll still get it. You have people who are taking no precautions, and they won't get it. So it's all about your immune system on top of all of that.
Isn't that funny? Because I see people who are, you know, carefree. And like I told my coworker today, I'm like, gosh, people like that don't catch the virus. And here we are taking precautions, we're going to end up catching it. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it seems like that's how it is sometimes. And like,
because it's really based on the immune system. Dr. Fauci explained that. It's no different than the flu. It's based on your immune system. It's no different than, God forbid, cancer. It's based on a person's immune system. It's their T cells and so forth. It gets so deep. And it's like, why does people not understand? Yes, take precautions to protect yourself from it, but you may not be fully protected.
And the problem mostly with everything that's going on is the fact that in this whole explanation that we've been getting from the doctors that are trying to tell you, there are certain precautions you have to take to mitigate to put up safeguards and mitigate some of this. Wearing masks works. Social distancing works. And as you just stated, keeping people home as best as they could. What we seem to have, and this is something that has been politicized throughout this country, is the fact that a lot of these governors, especially in a lot of the other states where we know in the Northeast, schools, they don't start until September. In other parts of the country, schools usually start in August. So there's that big argument, which is the next politicized issue, will be about opening schools. This ties into opening up the rest of the country way too early. And I think what we're starting to see, and a lot of people kind of discuss this is almost like the guinea pig syndrome, where the leaders are telling you go ahead and go and shop. You go ahead and get your hair cut. You go ahead and go out to the beach. You go ahead and do X, Y, and Z. While those leaders that are dictating what you should be able to do to bring that money back into the country, they're safe at home, not worrying about this stuff. So then when the outbreaks start to creep up, they're not worrying about it as much until it overwhelms the state. And then they have to go right back to what we had before. As many states are rolling back, opening.
But to your point, you have the Florida governor, who has, you know, cases going like crazy. It seems like he's being criticized for not taking much action right now. Places are still open. Like, for example, Walt Disney's open now. I'm like, wait a minute. Walt Disney's open with the highest cases of coronavirus right now. Is that a small thing to do? He's not wearing masks mandatory.
Yeah. Arizona, Florida, and
Texas.
And California and Texas, these places are having sky-high cases. Every day there's a new total of coronavirus cases that are ticking up every day, and it's getting to the point where it's even worse than when we first started to see this. And what makes it even scarier is the fact that seeing how New York, New Jersey, and other places actually handled this, you would think that they would take that model and apply it to the rest of other countries, other states in the country. The problem is now we're starting to see that, now we have all of these cases. We're going to have to roll things back, and they have no way of literally reining things back in. We've already burst that dam. It's going to be very hard to rein that water back in and then contain it, and this is part of the problem because of the extreme hubris of, like Governor DeSantis in Florida, or what happened in the governor in Arizona and other places in the country where they opened too soon and decided that the spring break money was more important and the economy was more important than actually making sure that the cases of the hospital beds and all of the respirators and all of that stuff was taken care of just in case, to mitigate that so that didn't happen again.
But isn't that what they protest for, you know, equal rights to open back the stores and restaurants and everything, to have a normal social life so they can end up in the ICU? That's what they protest.
It's kind of hard
to
have social life if you can't breathe or if you're in a hospital.
But,
and if you know that there are cases that are upticking, no matter what a lot of these governors are saying, if there is no nationwide, national, federal mandate to make sure that you're mitigating this to make it less and less of a problem, then how do you expect on a local level for any of this stuff to work? If the administration is not taking this seriously, how do you expect the governors of the other individual states to take it seriously as well? And then if they're not taking it seriously, how do you think the people that are living in those individual states are going to do it? Once you give them free rein to go out and party and go out and drink and go out and hang out and go to the movies, that horse has already left the barn. There's no way you're going to corral that horse back.
Was it ever about social life, or was it really about building back capital, because that's what it seems like right
there
now.
There you go. And it's exactly, and that goes right to her point. It's all about money.
Phil, anything like that on?
Oh yeah, I agree. I agree with everything the panel is saying, especially with what Sean Black is saying. I mean, it's just, you know, we've spoken about this how many times, and the social distancing is not working. People are not wanting to wear masks, and it I think you just made the good point of things reopened too soon, and it is here's the bottom line is. This virus is not going away. It's just like the flu. It's not going to go away anytime soon. And people need to get... And the crazy part is, now I'm seeing, I don't know if you guys have read this, they're saying you should put your air conditioners on. They're saying you get the virus can spread through the air now in the air conditioners. I'm like, what the... I'm reading this stuff. I'm like, what the heck are they...
Well, like I told Sean, the problem with this is you have so many different answers, but it's still new to basically all of us. Remember in the beginning when this all first started, they said, don't wear masks, it doesn't do much, wash your hands, disinfect. And now we're crying like crazy to wear masks. We have a political issue about masks months later. Go figure.
Listen, we spoke about this last. I hate to cut you. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we spoke about this last week. It's a bitch wearing the mask a whole day. It is. But if they're telling you to do it, there's a reason. There's a reason for it. I mean, I hate as much as the next person does, go ahead.
No, my answer to that, which a lot of people have brought up. My thinking is this. If somebody that works in a hospital can wear one of those masks for 15, 16 hours straight, and it's been used in hospitals for how many decades, and most of them that work in there aren't bringing home the diseases as much as we've seen now, I think regular, normal, everyday people can kind of, you know, hold that in. And just wear a mask. If you know that there's a good possibility, it's not 100% infallible. Nothing is. But if you're going to tell me that there is a difference between me walking outside and coming home and infecting somebody else, or me coming down with something where I may need to get my lungs transplanted or I may die, I will wear a mask and take the discomfort over the other result that could happen. That's just me. I could be wrong.
Okay, can I just say something real quick, Hot Rod?
Sure.
It's not only about just wearing a mask. Those people in the hospital also switch their masks because they need to throw it away after seeing X amount of patients. So it's no different than when you come home, you don't go straight in your bed from your outside clothes or your shoes and so forth.
Exactly.
You have to take that off at the door or whatever the case may be, depending on where you've been and where you've been sitting and things like that. You got to take all of that off, shower, wash your hands. You get what I'm saying? So it's more precaution than just the mask.
And Lady T, you hit it on the point of people using common sense, which is something that's not coming from our leadership. And that adds to the point that you're bringing up.
Okay, anything else to add on before we move on?
Well, basically, I agree with what everybody had to say tonight, because really it is true. You do have to take precautions, because I've noticed that ever since this pandemic started, there have been people who have been taking this way too lightly and very negligent with a lot of things that they're doing. I mean, I just was reading something about a former veteran who went to Afghanistan, and he also survived the Iraq war, but he chose not to wear a mask, and he ended up dying from it. He ended up dying on 4th of July because he said, oh, well, this thing is too overblown, and why should I wear a mask for it? And he ended up catching it. This is a serious disease. It's a serious virus out there. And I don't feel that the leadership, poor leadership, is not even taking it seriously. And you know what? It's what are you teaching the American people?
You know, and social media, and social media, they do, you know, they go all crazy. You know, when this person gets it, that person gets it.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't talk about is the people that have recovered from this.
Exactly.
Thousands of people have recovered from this. And that's
why
we're
not talking about that. That'll make everybody more lax if they do talk about it.
Exactly.
I don't think they
want
to talk about it because they would put it out there and show you how they recovered and how long it took. You notice they've been hiding that from us, just like Phil said.
Yeah.
They haven't been talking about it.
Of course.
Exactly. More than 600,000 people survived this.
But they're not talking about how and what they did. So this is another problem why this is still around.
That's the lack of communication that's not coming
lack
from
of
where it needs to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Communication in America? Come on. That's a joke, isn't it?
Please, it's only through social media and all.
Well, I have to give the last word to Big Red about this. Big Red, what is your thought about the craziness of the pandemic?
The craziness of a pandemic. Hey, guys, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
Red.
Hey, how you doing?
How everybody doing? That's just what it is. It's craziness. And I'm sick of it. That's what it is. I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of humans not using their brain. And it's disgusting because, like I said, or like everyone is saying, the fact that nobody's getting correct information, nobody's using any common sense, and, you know, it's just making people into a panic. Like, they're panicking, and it's like if you just use your common sense, read, research on your own, know what to do, you won't have to panic. You won't have to sit up because, to me, it's like, how is it that it's all these new cases? Like, what is everybody just going to their damn doctor and say, hey, you know what, test me for corona, you know, but I'm here to get a checkup on my teeth or something like that, or my underarm, but check me for corona. Like, it doesn't make no sense. So how is it all these cases and once again, just treat yourself. Once again, you still protect yourself. Nobody's saying that, you know, I'm not downplaying and saying that people haven't died, but to me it seems like they're putting more emphasis on the people that are dying to keep those numbers up, to keep you in fear. And it's just disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. It just doesn't make any sense.
And you would think that based on this administration, they would actually use the numbers of people that have recovered. You would think
they're not
going to
use it.
Trying to do that to actually bring that to the forefront, especially the Republican Party, who is looking very low as far as the numbers and the polls go. You would think that would be a huge bullet point to try up every time they bring something up. Well, look at how many people have recovered. How many people? I would have thought that the president would use that. We've heard it from.
I don't know. Why would he want to do that?
Fred or Republican.
Why would he want to do
that? Why would he want to do that? Exactly.
Why would he want to do that?
And of course, I have to give the other last word to Brother B. I'm sure he's going to say everybody needs to keep calm, smoke, and drink. But go ahead, Brother B.
What's up, Brother B?
Listen, greetings and salutations, everyone. Listen, you're damn right. If everybody smoked and drank more, we wouldn't have these issues. But I got to go on the topic.
They going to have you on the F coronavirus poster boy, Brother B. Cut the crap right now.
The new political party right now, right?
You know what I find interesting? All right. Now, from time to time, I go past City Hall, City Hall Park. Oh my gosh, I was over there Sunday. It's disgusting. I had to roll up my windows because it felt like it was so disgusting. Now wait a minute. With that being said, all the protests in City Hall Park and all this and that, it looked like a refugee camp.
It does.
I've seen it on
TV.
Yeah, well, to see it in real life is totally different. It just
it's not the first time they did that. It's not the first time, guys. You do know that.
Remember, it
was like 8 months before they moved them out, cleaned it up, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, but my thing is this. So but they say in New York has really virtually no cases right now. Like, we're really, really low. So how is everybody else spiking and we low, granted, you know, we got a couple of things still going on. You know, people are still gathering around out here.
Because, Brother B,
still,
even though we don't, we had a decent leadership. We may agree that Cuomo did an okay job. He may not did the best of a job, but compared to other states, he made a sacrifice. He shut it down between New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. They shut it down, you know. A lot of
people
are
still having parties.
And don't forget the extra precautions that he did, the just in case at the Javits. With the Javits, he started getting it ready just in case. Remember when it was going to go up?
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it. I mean, my whole thing is this.
What?
We can't be stupid. We have to, you know, we don't know what's going. We don't know what's for. But do your loved one? You should still brush your teeth, wash your ass, your feet, and your hands. Like, just do all that stuff. Continue to do something.
That's it. All right. I'm sorry to talk about this topic, guys. I just want to talk about it quickly. The Goya beans and the Goya boycott, because, you know, I know all you guys love Goya beans and Sazon.
Sazon.
But, so, let me see. Were you upset or surprised or you don't care about the Goya president praising Donald Trump as a great leader, or is this another kiss-ass business move?
It's not a kiss-ass business move. You have a lot of business people that think he's doing an excellent job. Certain things that he do benefits the business. Why are we upset about Goya? I'm going to continue eating my – I love Goya black beans with some nachos and cheese.
That's
I'm going to continue. I'm not boycotting it. Y'all boycott what y'all want because there's other people that y'all buying from that feel the same damn way as Trump. Give me a break with it.
To Lacey's point, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, other companies donate money to Trump. Why? They all save money under Trump's law. So why not? And Goya donates food and money to to communities all the time. Well, I know Sean Black has something to say about that. So go ahead, Sean.
Well, as you've already established and as everybody else has established, if you take every single brand and find out who does some sort of political backing to whatever, there are going to be a lot of really thin people in this country because there are a lot of companies that don't that either support a party that you don't like or some along those lines. But we know the reasoning behind it. If anybody is supporting Trump, the anger comes from the fact that this person is supporting Trump, and we know Trump has, because of what's going on with his treatment of Mexican Americans at the border, separating children from their families. We know what the Trump administration has done with Puerto Rico. So all of those things, and on top of that, the whole rapist comment that he made when he ran for president, all of those things combined. It's a big ball of in the eyes of a lot of people. The Hispanic community, the ones that are against it, are looking at this, you traitorous slime. How could you praise this president? He doesn't care for us, et cetera, et cetera. But like I said before, even though I agree with some of the people that are actually protesting Goya and the CEO, what it's going to come down to is if sales start to drop because of the controversy involved. That's really the only reason or the only thing that's going to make this whole thing go away is if Goya's stock starts to drop, if people start boycotting and they get the negative attention, similar to what's been going on with the Washington franchise and the NFL, why they're changing their name because of outrage, not because that they had an epiphany somewhere, but because sponsorship dollars were affected. When you are about to lose $600 billion, that's going to be an issue. If the same thing happens with Goya,
I disagree.
I disagree with that. They have a solid brand. I'm sorry.
Listen, I understand what you're trying to say, Sean Black, but guess what? In the end, they still going to make their money.
What I'm saying is, although long term, I'm not saying that Goya is going to go out of business or anything like that, but no company is going to be able to sustain short term gains with a lot of short term big money losses. If that turns into big money losses for Goya, then they'll make a change. Is it going to happen? We'll have to see what happens because this only happened over the weekend. So we'll have to find out if anything is going to come of it.
What does Brother B say all the time? People forget easily. Remember now, next week they're going to end up buying Goya because they forgot all about it. So please.
Absolutely. That's just like, that's just like with that Dove, with the thing with Dove that time, with everybody was getting in the uproar about Dove, and then everybody, when they found out more about it, then it was like, oh, okay. And I bet you them same people that was getting all in the uproar, they use Dove every day, Dove this and Dove.
Yep.
It's like, you can't jump on the bandwagon every time. You have to either give more information about it or, you know, or like I said, if you're going to boycott, okay, just boycott it, but you don't have to be all the time, you know, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then the next week, you sitting up there eating, you know, refried beans and all whatever it is that Goya
exactly.
makes. You know, like, come on. Like, listen, I'm going to eat my pinto beans and yellow rice.
And
get out of here, man. That's right. And them black beans, that's right. That's
you're
right.
Still gonna, like I said, people still going to buy them no matter what.
Yeah. Like I said, you can understand the
what's
going
to happen is but, that you're going to see, sorry for interrupting, you have to see what will happen a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
Will people still be stuck with it?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
They've been buying it over the weekend. They're going to keep
and,
buying
At Hot Rod, remember there was a prominent former wrestling manager in pro wrestling that created a book that's called Controversy Creates Cash. If that controversy does run people towards the company, that's one thing.
Well,
because
that's the biggest marketing scheme ever is controversy.
Nobody was thinking about Goya. The regular normal people that were out there that were supporting Goya were doing it, and it wasn't making any – nobody was thinking about Goya. Now that this has happened, it has brought a spotlight on the brand. So if any of that negativity creates sales down the road, more power to the company. But if it's going to start hurting them in the long run and their portfolio suffers and their stock shares start to move and the people that are running the companies think they have to make a move, that's the only time that it's going to happen.
Yeah. But Brother B, Phil, anything you guys like to add before we move on?
I mean, all I can say is that I'm surprised. I mean, there's a lot of Hispanics that seem to – that I know of, that seem to support Trump. I don't understand, especially with, you know, all that's going on, and especially you still have some kids in camps, but, you know, in cages. But the views of the CEO do not reflect the views of the owners.
Or the buyers.
Simple and plain.
Or the buyers.
But the owners,
where
the owners are coming from and where he's coming from is two totally different things. You know, he's a part of that upper echelon where he feels he can make those statements because it benefits him. He's not concerned about, you know, anybody else or, you know, whatever else. It's just all about, you know, he said, go Trump. So that's on him.
Bottom line, it comes down to money. And they're making money and we're spending money. And
it
we
is.
Still need
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I was just about to say that, Hot Rod. The bottom line is it comes down to money.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's money. You know the same. Money talks,
money.
You know. Yeah.
But talking about money, Brother B, I asked you this over Facebook. Where does the money to the Black Lives Matter go to? All the donations that they get?
Listen, to be honest with you, I really don't care. I would be more concerned about it. You know, if I was shoveling money towards it, you know, I would be concerned. But the only reason why I don't care is because, you know what, there's so much going on. I don't even feel like putting that extra thought on my plate. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just annoying. I mean, I don't see them giving money to, or announcing that they're giving money to this, or giving money to that, so it is what it is.
Wait, who's even back here? Who's even?
Okay. Sorry. I was just opening the bag up. Sorry. That was my fault. had to get those chips on, man, you know.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
The Goya chips. He's eating the Goya chips.
You talking to me?
You said what?
No,
oh, as far as Black Lives Matter, why we not understanding that the three women that started don't have control over it anymore? It's turned into a campaign now, just like Me Too turned into a campaign. It's a marketing campaign. You guys wanted to holler Black Lives Matter? We're going to show you what we think Black Lives Matter. Why people's not understanding this? Why are we still looking for these women? They don't exist anymore. The person who took it over, the big honcho, initials GS, is who you need to ask where these donations are going to. He's wealthy.
Wow, go figure. Wow, like what be said, there's people in the parks right now sleeping like they're homeless. Like,
they need to be tested for coronavirus, by the way. Shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Now, for Lady, Big Red, I need you for this. You need to explain something to me because I'm very confused. Of course, we have to talk about this topic, you know, a topic that's been brought up on social media. Since you and I are in a relationship, Big Red, what is an entanglement? I never heard that word before.
What is an entanglement?
What does that word mean?
Okay, you know what that word means, and I'm going to say it. Listen, I hope I can say this. I'm going to try to say it in a nice way, but you know what? It's just what it is. I'm trying to be nice. All right, I'll say it like this. You slapping it. That's how the young kids say it. You slapping it and slapping it. That's what an entanglement is.
Red, stop playing around. What? Go coach your boy. Coach your boy, Tank. Coach your boy, Tank. When we. Red, finish it up. When we.
That's exactly what it is, okay? That's what it is. That's what an entanglement is. I mean, she said, all right, I'm going to say it like this. Because she's talking to me and my friend was talking about it yesterday. Because she was talking to her husband, and because I guess because of their status, she had to make up a word. I guess that's the word that she thought of, or maybe she looked it up in the dictionary or stuff. I don't know, because I've never heard of that word. But it is what it is. It is what it is. But I guess because she was talking to her husband, she wanted to make it. But I mean. If she said that word, I'm sure in his mind, he said, oh, yeah, I was fucking. That's it, like, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what it is. But my thing is this, and everybody's making a big deal about what they do in their marriage is their business. First of all, they made it clear that they are in an open marriage. There's a lot of celebrities and non-celebrities, people in open marriages. Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah,
but
true.
You know, people seeing them as this, you know, like I said, that black love, perfect black love couple, and now it's like, oh, there's a monkey wrench there. Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a monkey wrench in a lot of them that you're gonna see. So, I mean, it is what it is.
And before I get to Lady T, I'd like to explain to the listeners out there. We talk about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett and the Love Triangle Fest with, like Sean said, who the hell is this rapper named August? We never heard of.
He's not a rapper. He's a good singer. You guys,
he's
like.
He's a singer.
Oh, who cares? But besides that, I want to give this. I want to make out this point that on the Red Talk Table, on the day that premiered, in less than 24 hours, over 12 million people watched the Red Table. Red Talk. It shows you that we are very nosy people, that we care about other people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, I'm saying this, they knew what they were doing. They did this on purpose to get attention. And guess who's making money from it? They are, not us. And we've given them the attention that they need. But go ahead, ladies.
May I state my point, guys, and you give me at least 3 minutes to do so and hear me out real quick? Because I'm sure we've all been in entanglement, Hot Rod, and you had your hand in my entanglement, and we've been in entanglements. People on the panel's been in entanglements. That's the stupidest word since T.I. used expeditiously wrong. You understand what I'm saying? We jump on the bandwagon when we hear a word, and I'm going to break something down in 3 minutes or less about this whole entanglement BS, okay? It's a BS word, number one. It's a word that y'all took and threw you off of the whole thing with this case. First of all, she dated her son's friend. her son's friend. Had this been a man that did that, we wouldn't have been talking about this entanglement and be laughing like this. We would have been doing R. Kelly memes on this dude. You understand what I'm saying? If anybody ever seen his interview, he came on an interview with Angela Yee to talk about his record. And for somebody to put out 24 songs, the last person like that did that was like Tupac because he had a lot to say, or like a Wiz Khalifa album because he had a lot to say and so forth. The guy had stuff to get off his chest. Things happened 4 years ago. He's a crafty Virgo. That's what we do. We write, we do art, we do stuff to flush it out. Sorry, y'all don't like Virgos? Hot Rod, you a Virgo, your damn self, so you know. But my point that I'm making, they some nice, sensitive guys, like Taurus. Some Taurus guys are like that. They express they self, and they don't care what you think. That's what he did. He didn't even say her name in the interview, but he said people has been speculating. So he just said what he said. He kept it nice and calm, and that's a guy that looked like the minute that Jada said he's lying. You know why she did? To protect her character. That's what people who have this squeaky clean. Hold on. Let me finish. Who have this squeaky clean character amongst their friends will do. They'll say the person's crazy. They're a liar. They're this. They're insecure. They're this, this, that. Guess what she did? She said all of that, but then backtracked and said, you know what? Yeah, I did. And you know how she did it? She took her own platform to give the truth. First time when she did that show, she had Will on there. They discussed. They have an open relationship, such as best friends. But you could see who dictates it. She does. If Will wanted to leave, he can't even leave. You've seen that on this episode. She sat down, and one thing I looked at with her body language, she sat down in a chair, pressed her foot on the chair, like if she's in yoga position. You know why she could do that? Because her truth is coming out. She finally is telling her truth. She even said it probably has something to do with her childhood and when her and Will separated for a little while. She needed to feel good. So here's a young man who you are trying to help get over drugs, childhood molestation. You interact with. This is called a trauma bond, a.k.a. soul tie, what she did. That's what people do when two people are both going through trauma. The attraction is there, and when the trauma washes off and y'all heal from that, or one or the other heals from it, guess what happens? The smoke clears. You know who's the two people that's hurt? August and Will. Jada came on the show looking really good, feeling good about herself, even told y'all it's an entanglement. That's a trauma bond, bitch. You're a predator, number two.
Okay.
I don't care how old he is. Hold on. Let me finish. I know you don't want me to finish, and I know why. So whatever the case is, Will's looking stupid, drunk, like he's been crying, but she's okay with it. You know why she's okay with it? Because she came to terms with herself. She's finished healing. These two guys are left unhealed. And I think that's a really ugly thing, how she threw it off and said entanglement. Because if she was a male that did that, a lot of people would be looking at her really side-eye right now.
But don't you think he was doing his thing, too, or doing his thing? Once again, they're swingers. Y'all didn't know that either?
Yeah, they swingers.
Well,
you know that. But the way he played it off,
they were swinging.
Everybody knows that. The way he played
everybody
it off was like
they
if
were
they were shocked. It's both an ask for both of them. Y'all took advantage of that young man. I'm sorry. He wasn't in his right state of mind. That's my point that I'm making.
All right. Okay, I understand that. But, you know, at the same time, men can't take the hurt that they give women anyway. So you guess what? Yeah, both of them going to be hurt off of that regardless of how that situation. When even if he wasn't a hurt young man, they, you know, even if he wasn't had an issue, men can't take that hurt. And that's her husband. He can't take it.
We know that. But I'm just talking about on the point where she said it for herself. This is not me talking. She said it for herself that I wanted to do that. She said it selfishly. She said she was selfish that she wanted to do that. It doesn't sound like Will was okay with that. That's my point that I'm making to you. For her when she said that. She even said, we're going to stay. Did y'all even watch the little 12 minutes? She said, we're going to stay together. He said, nah, I had to watch it. Listen, he said, and gave her a pound. And guess what he said? He said, I'm going to get you back for this. So you can tell he really didn't. He really thought they was patching stuff up and it was patched up. You can tell. And I'm sure he will get her back if he hasn't already. But who talks like that? Like, it's like the way she said it is like, we're sticking together forever. She controls this. He can't leave even if he wanted to.
Exactly.
Listen, that's a Tupac loving chick with a Will Smith dude. You got women.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you
want to
think
it?
So if the thug
it
dude
happens.
Made you feel good, if the thug dude made you feel good, what you doing with Tupac?
That's the point. And
yeah.
That's another thing that she says, Brother B.
And that's the thing.
She needs a thug in her life. She don't need that nice guy. She
exactly.
She used to them thugs. Just what you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. Or the stamp on it. She going to need nice guys to play them.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what about August? I'm like, did he know his role as a young guy that you messing with a cougar? She doesn't need him for just for the sex.
It was
no, he didn't know his role.
Yeah, he didn't, and
he didn't know his role.
He got caught off guard with healing.
Mm-hmm.
She was healing him.
He
said,
caught,
"You should watch
it." Yeah, he caught feelings. That's what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
He caught feelings.
And
it's like you knew that what the situation is. Once again,
right.
Hey, listen, we all get into these little situations, and like I said, at the end of the day, it goes by case by case. But at the end of the day,
exactly,
you know that this man, you know that she is with this. This is her husband. That's her husband. Like I said, you're an outsider. You're their son. Friends, bro, they may have worked out for a little while before they were doing each other before you, but you know eventually that was going to end eventually sometime or another.
Because
she's not going nowhere. They got things invested with each other. They not going, that ain't separating.
Mm-hmm.
The funny part about that whole thing that what I think kind of tells you the relationship between the two of them is that there was a part where he said that, well, maybe something like this would make me think that I should go ahead and cheat. And then she went and said, "Will, you have already tried that already. Don't go there." And he shut up real quick. And then
uh-huh.
he put a smirk on
his face. Oh, yeah, he did.
So a lot of the back and forth, first of all, I thought there was some honesty between the two of them as far as being mature enough to bring it, whatever they had on the table, to actually go there.
Exactly.
They both, to me, look like they are, as a couple, better together than they are apart. I think
they have to protect their image. That's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's all about the image.
Yeah.
It's all about the image. Because,
it's all about
their
squeaky clean image.
The thing,
but
how,
exactly.
The thing is, the thing is, at least both of them came out honest.
They came out acting. That's what that's called.
Yeah,
sorry,
that was
all
acting.
Hold on.
You know what it was? They needed
to
come out
with something first. Hold on. Let's talk
about
first, and I'll give it to you, K Dog.
Now,
I'm sorry. They can't see an open relationship.
Based on what they have given everybody in the last 20, because they've been married, 23 years now?
Yeah.
We've heard all of the things that Will has said within the last few weeks. I remember him doing an interview saying that the most painful thing that he went through was his first divorce. And that he still, I think he said he's something along the lines of he still thinks of his ex-wife and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and,
like how he messed it up, Sean. I remember
yeah,
that on the first round
yeah.
on Red Table Talk
he
spoke on, yeah.
He sounds like he's still, the way he looked, he almost looked to me like a teenager that just got his heart ripped out.
Yes.
The mannerisms, the way he was huffing and puffing,
so,
the mm-hmm. way he was like chips his lips back.
Yes.
The body
exactly.
language you see was like, okay, you've done enough stuff. I'm
mm-hmm.
doing something for me. Something happened while we were separated. And if we're separating, we're going to probably do something. You do you, I do me. But when we get back together, don't complain about X, Y, and Z happening. If this was the relationship, whether it happened before they got married, whether it happened during the marriage, if they both discussed having an open relationship, you can't complain about collateral damage if that's what you brought
okay.
to the table and that's what you
I don't think
with.
They
right.
discuss open relationship with a younger guy who's my son's friend.
And they
it seems like that's what
together.
Was shocking to him.
Yeah. And they have two children together that
now.
Are almost the guy.
I got to give it to K-Dog. K-Dog.
Man, it was like, you know, watching Will and Jada in that whole interview, everybody knew that each of them stepped out on their marriage. That both of them stepped out on their marriage. You know, it was open. It's open marriage between the two of them. And, you know, and I'm listening to everybody saying, and I agree 100% with what everybody has to say about this. like Jada, you know, the acting, and also Will looking like the little boy who's been hurt. I saw it. I'm like, man, that's crazy. I mean, it's just a crazy thing. I mean, there's more important things to talk about than with the Jada thing, but this is everyday thing that's going on. It happens all the time. All the time.
Yes, it happens all the time, but does it make it right? That's the whole point.
No,
people
it's
got
not
hurt.
Right.
It never makes it right. And I don't think any human being lately, it seems like we live in a world that's less and less every day. Empathy is going It's gone. People are heartless.
And,
it's more demons
yeah.
than angels on this earth now. So
and the sad thing is, you know, love doesn't live here no more.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're
hold
absolutely
on.
Right. You're absolutely right, K-Dog, about that.
Love don't live here no more. I've been saying that.
I didn't see this thing, so I really have nothing to say about it. I mean,
okay.
If they're married, I mean, it is what it is.
And, Brother B, I know you have a lot to say.
Preacher,
brother.
I mean, no, I really don't. My whole thing is, listen, if you two have an arrangement, that's on y'all. So how could you get hurt? You know the consequences.
Exactly.
Listen, it's like becoming a cop. You know there's risk involved. You know there's a possibility you can get shot, stabbed, knuckled down at any time. So, I mean, but you still joined and you're taking the risk. So I don't see where anybody's hurt or crying for. You know the game. Listen, don't hate the person, hate the game. Should have never played it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, they all got their discretions.
Well, in other words, if everyone knows that they're in an open relationship, this is nothing new, and people watch it for Raiders, why do people care about this situation?
Why do people say they're in an open relationship?
Because
you didn't hear what they said? He said he didn't know that. He thought they were getting back together, X, Y, and Z.
I don't believe it.
And that was contract. You understand? Listen to me.
It's just the hurdle together that came out of this.
Everyday stuff, and people are forever and forever dishonest. So what do we do from here? Do we be in relationships, just be casual, be in open relationships? What do you do? Entanglement is not a word. Let's
whatever
stop with that bullshit.
That entanglement
stuff
comes from...
That's all I've been hearing. I'm an entanglement.
It's in the dictionary.
It's a word.
It's a word.
Not in the sense
it's used wrong.
It's used wrong.
Yeah, in the context.
It's expeditiously been entangled and used wrong. So let's untangle it. How do we untangle it?
Yeah. The issue here is that with that whole entanglement thing, those kinds of words come out of, like, romance novels. That's what you usually hear when you're probably reading one of those romance novels.
You must have not read enough romance novels. You need to go through
this. We're in a society where The Bachelor is number one, The Bachelorette is number two or number one, depending on what you watch, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, and Maury Povich and Jerry Springer,
exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Can
and
I just
when
say
we,
something
when,
to Sean Black real quick? Your voice,
sure.
Sean Black, would make a beautiful, beautiful love novel. Do you know that?
Oh, God.
You would entangle our minds.
I've been saying that.
Sean
thank
Black,
you, Brother B. Okay.
It's like the
yeah,
Morgan
man.
Freeman. He's like the Morgan Freeman of absolute truth.
Right.
Of course, man.
Yep, the Morgan.
I'm about to throw up. I'm really about to throw up right now. Oh,
thank
God.
You, somebody agreed with me.
Yes.
All right,
thank
Big
you.
Red.
Yes.
An open relationship, is that, should people know about open relationships? Is like, should we put it out there that I'm in an open relationship, or should people just keep their businesses to themselves?
Should they put it out? I mean, that's up to them. I mean, if you're going to put it out there that you're in an open relationship, then are you talking about in terms of, like, celebrities or just regular people?
Yeah, celebrities, because, you know, that's what we care about. But if Big Brother, you know,
you're
in an open relationship, I really don't care.
But, I mean, celebrities putting that out there, that's on them. And at the end of the day, then with something like, what's her name? Monique. She said it a couple of years ago that her and her husband is in an open relationship, and people started getting in on her. So at the end of the day, you put that out there, that's on you. So guess what? If that man goes out and cheat on you and you get hurt, what are you getting hurt about? But once again, it's all about just, you know, people just want to have something to talk about with this. Like I said, with social media and all them reality shows, it's just about drama, and people like drama, and they like negative drama. Like too I said, with Willie Jada, right, it's like, they once again, they looked at him as this, oh, this perfect black love couple, and now you see that they weren't perfect. Yeah, they still have that black love, but guess what? It's not perfect. It's not
it's their black love. It's their black love, and that's what people
exactly,
keep looking. Yeah. They
right,
keep looking towards them to set
love.
That example.
That's the way, right. That's the way that they operate. They've been operating that for that. But the thing is, it's like people forget. Once again, like I said, they said this years ago. So now all of a sudden, people just forgot about that? No. How the hell you going to forget about something that they already put out there and told people years ago?
And their lives are actually a microcosm of what America is right now. Because a lot of different spots, a lot of different family structures are different than the quote-unquote norm.
Way
where
different.
You will have the open relationship where the husband and the wife are swingers to other people, and as long as they agree not to bring it home, not to bring it around the kids, et cetera, that's normal for them. And what they are looking at as something for them may not be for you or may not be for somebody else, and that's just a small piece of the puzzle to a lot of people.
True.
Right,
and
exactly.
Like I told Sean Black, and like I told Sean Black the other day, with everything that's happening in 2020, this is what we care about, somebody else's relationship. You know, we have a pandemic, we have gun violence going up, we have robbery, we have people dying left and right. But you know what?
Exactly.
Let's focus on entanglement overall.
People always focus on entanglement even before that. They've been focused on it. They still focus on it. People are nosy in people's business. It's been like that. That didn't change. Why y'all think the pandemic is going to change something?
Right. It didn't change.
People's always
not.
Been like that. People's been nosy
but
in people other business. Come on.
True, but let me see. My thing is, people will focus more on somebody else's relationship compared to trying to save their own lives by being precautious, you know, wearing a mask, cleaning. You know, good hygiene, all that stuff.
Exactly what
you're
saying, Hot Rod. People need to focus on other things, but guess what? They won't. Just like controversy and gossip sells and gets people riled up and nosy, this whole weekend Facebook was nosy with that and Instagram and everything. The amount of memes, I'm drained. That's how it goes, and then that'll stop. It'll be about another thing and another thing. But people are always nosy in other people's business for some reason. I've never understood that all my life.
I guess everybody wants to get some kind of
entertainment.
I always ask that question.
Or how about this? You know. People actually walking in public or in the store, like I hear every day, I don't need to hear people on their cell phones talking about their personal business.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Because controversy sells, sex sells. Gossip sells. Think about
cash.
It.
Yeah, they be sitting
there
walking and talking about all their business on the damn phone.
Exactly.
I don't know how you do that. But
talking about business, I just don't understand how people have their conversation on the phone on speaker. If you have an earpiece, or you just put the phone
exactly.
to your ear.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk.
That's
what I'm saying. Like,
I'm hearing all this business.
That's
like,
what
one time, I heard somebody cursing up a storm in the street. I mean, seriously, I heard everything that was being said. Oh, such and such did this. Oh, I told you I don't want that such and such in my house. Oh, why the hell?
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, man, what the hell?
The Dollar Tree around my way, and the chick, she's a cat. Now, she's cashier. You ringing up people, so she got a boyfriend on the damn speakerphone. She's like, my mother ain't let you in the house. Yeah, baby, this is. And I'm like, all you got to do is say some crazy. This and it's like, where's the fucking manager? Like, where's the manager?
No,
like, are you kidding me?
I'm gonna do you one better. Last Saturday, I had left the pharmacy to go to my, I think it was my lunch break. And as I'm walking towards, you know, the employee back room, wherever, I'm hearing some woman with the guy on the phone. They're arguing about the kid, and the guy's like, I'm call the police. I'm like, what the F is going on? I don't need to hear this crap.
Right,
man.
Exactly. Nobody want to hear your personal business.
Well, bottom line, the world is crazy. We need
no,
we need
is.
To walk
it's
on
crazy.
Get our act together and focus on Hot Rod Lives Matter overall. But Big Red, Willie T, Sean Black, Brother B, K-Dog, everyone, guys, thank you so much for a good show tonight.
Keep your entanglements to yourself.
Now, no, keep these damn entanglements,
right?
Man. Listen.
Brother B, you doing a show tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're probably going to be doing a show on in current events and more entanglements.
More entanglements, indeed. Have a good night, guys. And keep
all right, good night, guys.
Peace out, everybody.
Good night.
Be safe. Be safe, guys. Be safe. All right.
Yes.
Later.
All right, guys.
Later,
everyone.